Charlie closed the door. Councilman Charlie, would you give the invocation, please?
Please bow with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings you've bestowed on our community, and we pray tonight for your guidance, that our decisions will be for the good of our community. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we begin, I'd like to have Mr. Lowe give us an update on the weather situation and the preparedness that's going on.
Yeah. Mayor, members of the council, as you know, Carlsbad has experienced a weather front that's moved through. The fire department has been in contact with the National Weather Service out of Midland this afternoon. As of 2:45 today, they reported a possibility of maybe 2 to 4 inches of snow this evening, maybe through 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. They were a little concerned that maybe some ice could accumulate throughout that too, but as far as the 7 inches that was reported earlier this morning, they're now predicting more of 2 to 4 inches of snow. The police department met with them this afternoon. Chief Skinner has got all of patrol, look at thoroughfares and neighborhoods throughout the evening and into the early morning hours. They stay in contact with Public Works. Public Works has the road, street department on crew, and other volunteers. They will start icing the roads tonight. They will do that about every 4 hours. And again, stand in contact with them. I've been in contact with James Lackey from Excel. They have 9 crews on standby. They are having other problems in surrounding communities, but he said if needed, they will be here, whatever they need to do. So this time I'm glad to report to the council that the city is working diligently with each other and communicating to prevent any accidents or icy conditions for our community. So.
Any questions or comments for Mr. Lowe? Then we'll move to number 1, approval of the agenda.
So
we have a motion and a second. For no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Number 2, consider approval of cancellation of city council meetings for November 24th, 2020 and December 22nd, 2020. Mr. Lowe.
Mayor, members of the council, historically the governing body has canceled the second city council meetings in November and December due to holiday schedules. Before denied is consideration to cancel the aforementioned city council meetings.
I would move for approval.
We have a motion to approve. And a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Hard to see you for Jeff there.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Number 3, routine and regular business. All matters under this heading are considered routine by the City Council and will be acted upon in one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items. If discussion is desired on a particular item upon request, that item may be removed from the routine and regular business and be considered separately. And I would ask Mr. Lowe to briefly discuss C2 and C5.
Yes, sir. Mayor, C2 is this an award toward the Kirchick Street Reconstruction Project to Constructors Incorporated. The city received 3 bids with constructors submitting the lowest bid received at $1.243 million. I want it noted this project is largely funded with capital outlay funds received from the state in the amount of $850,000. Reconstruction of Kircher is from San Jose to National Parks. It also includes a sidewalk on the north side of Kircher. Smith Engineering reviewed all bids and recommends approval of this at this time. C5 is, again, the city conducted sealed bids to install a newer sewer infrastructure along Cherry Lane. The project includes sewer lines, manholes, the customer sewer laterals, and all appurtenances along Cherry Lane. From Cut to Callaway Drive to North Canal, the city received two bids. Again, Constructors was the low bid in the amount of $1,476,000 and some change. The city's engineering firm on the project, Souder Miller, reviewed everything, so recommends approval too. This project was budgeted in the fiscal year 2021 Water Sewer Fund.
Questions or comments from Mr. Lowe?
Make a motion for approval.
We have a motion to approve and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
All items under routine and regular business have passed. Number four, consider approval of resolution 2020-40, a resolution extending the time by which the New Mexico Gas Company Incorporated may file its written statement of acceptance of ordinance number 2020-06, an ordinance granting the New Mexico Gas Company Incorporated a franchise to construct, operate, and maintain a natural gas utility in the city of Carlsbad. Mr. Lowe.
Thank you, Mayor, members of the council. Back in April, the city council approved an ordinance granting that franchise to construct, operate, maintain with New Mexico Gas Company. This is a 25-year agreement. The ordinance at the time required New Mexico Gas to file a written statement of acceptance within 30 days. They did not. With everything, the pandemic and going on, it just didn't happen. We're asking for consideration to extend that through December 15th. The legal department and myself have been in contact with New Mexico Gas to make sure we get that done in that time. So we're asking for an extension on that.
Question or comments for Mr. Lowe? Councilman?
There were no changes from today's and
no,
April.
No changes to the agreement, just an extension on that written acceptance.
I would move for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
A second.
And a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Number five, consider approval of ordinance 2020-23, an ordinance rezoning part of R1 Residential 1 District to C2 Commercial 2 District for an approximately 0.21 acre property located at 2401 West Church Street, applicant owner Church Street, Church of the Nazarene. A, public hearing, and B, consider approval. And we will now convene as a public hearing, and again, Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this is a request to change the zoning at the subject property from R1 Residential 1 District to C2 Commercial 2 District. It's for the north 50 feet of lots 5 and 6, as you'll see in your packet. The lots are adjacent to C2 property along Church Street. According to the applicant, the Church Street Church of the Nazarene, the property would be primarily used for parking, and they wish to change the zoning to make it like the other property it owns in this area. This request was brought before the Planning and Zoning Commission at the September 14th, 2020 commission meeting. They considered this item and voted to recommend approval with 5 in favor of approval and none against.
Questions for Mr. Patterson? Thank you, Mr. Patterson.
Thank you.
Do we have any, Councilman?
If as far as Mr. Perkins and the residents, no issues this time? Last time there was an issue, you recall that?
Mr. Perkins and another neighbor did come to the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting and asked questions. They have not reached out to my office after that meeting.
Thank you.
Further questions from the council? Hey, thank you, Mr. Patterson. Is there anyone that would like to speak for the ordinance? For the ordinance. If not, do we have anyone that would like to speak against the ordinance? Against the ordinance. If not, we will now reconvene as a city council to consider approval.
Make a motion for approval, Mayor.
We have a motion to approve. In a second, if no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Number six, council committee reports. Do we have any councilors that have an update? If not, is there anyone in the audience that would like to address the council? Mr. Waters? If not, we'll move to number seven, and I'd count on and call on Councilman Waters.
I move that we adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn. Second. And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Waltershire?
Yes.
We're adjourned.